Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you'll know what I mean in a minute, because when you hear our next guest, Rob Levin, is back with us. Robert Levin is, as I told you before, one of my heroes, a great small business owner and entrepreneur, and just the things that he's done with his business as we've seen it grow. That he's the publisher and the founder of the New York Enterprise Report, and he's here to talk to us about some things he's been doing lately and their reaction to the audience to some of his ideas. Rob Levin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Rob, recently you have been invited to speak to groups. You quite often are. And one of the recent groups that you talked to, when you asked them what would you like to talk about, they said, we'd like to talk about the relationship between government and small business. Did I have that right?
That is right. Which is interesting because I have these presentations on sales and marketing or top entrepreneurs. This was the first time that a group asked me to speak about small business and government, and it was the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Queens.
Right. So, what do you think that they ask about? Did they mean? Of course, New York City. You're in one of the five boroughs there. I mean, there's plenty of government to talk about without ever leaving the area. Were they talking parochial, or are they talking national?
Well, in this, being New York City, we obviously have a very, very large government here in the city, which is pretty unique. In addition, of course, to the state and federal. And you know what? I think they weren't really asking for any specific part of the government. But that said, I think that a lot of the talk on the local level is on the local government. Here we have New York City, we have and the city council, and then I don't know how much of this gets outside of the New York area, but the states in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, along with a lot of other states, are having a lot of problems right now. So that's certainly on the
a lot of deficit problems.
Yes.
But you got some news up there too, because your mayor has he started his third term yet? He hasn't, has he?
He's in his third term.
His third term, which is unprecedented, right?
That's correct. I think for at least a long time.
It's been unprecedented, and so that's kind of newsworthy. So anyway, what did you talk to him about?
Well, I guess I would start off the conversation by saying that I find the following very ironic, which is every single politician, almost every single politician, there have been some that I've heard them say things like, it's not our responsibility to take care of every underfunded small business. But outside of a few, every single politician will say that small business is so crucial to the economy. It's the backbone of America.
Right.
How many times have you heard that?
All the time. It makes me mad because and you know why it makes me mad.
Well, probably for the same reason, of the things I spoke about. Which
it's lip
was,
service.
It's ridiculous. I mean, like I said in my article, when I summarized this event, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. Because at the one hand, they're saying it's really crucial. And on the other hand, they are passing law after law that is just making it harder to run a small business. And it's not just the laws; it's also what's happening that you don't read about. So here in New York State, we have a lot of I think it's the Department of Labor, it could be the Department of Taxation, that are doing all of these audits on small businesses to make sure that employees are not being classified as independent contractors. and make sure that overtime is being paid out like it should be. And I'll tell you, my company went through one of these audits about a year ago, and it cost me, I don't know, $2,500, $3,000 in legal fees. That was with me doing most of the prep work because
which means that you weren't able to focus on your core competencies, on the main things that you do for a living.
That's right, and not every business can afford that kind of cost. I mean, I could have done it without an attorney, but that would have meant even more time.
Right.
Away from the business.
If you turned it over to somebody completely, it probably would have cost you at least double.
Yeah, certainly here in New York, at least.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm somebody who kind of understands the issues because I used to be a CPA. A lot of businesses aren't in that boat.
Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back and talk about this, more about this. And this is, we're getting to the core of why the economy is not doing very well right now, folks. Twenty Tales, stay with us. Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there. We'll help you with your small business, whether you got whether you want to listen, want to read. We got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes, anywhere in between. On any topic under the sun, we got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to take our poll question. And this week's poll question is on the political parties or movements. And so the question is asked, if the election were held today, which group, which party or movement, political party or movement, do you think has the best ideas for the economy? And that poll is already shaping up pretty interestingly. And when you give us your answer, your response, you'll see how everybody else has voted. That's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, right on the homepage. It's easy to do. Rob Levin is our guest. We're having a great visit with him. He is the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. We're talking about a speech he gave recently where he talked about some of these issues, issues of the government getting involved in our business. You know, Rob, America, more than any other country on planet Earth in the history of mankind, has a real live golden goose. You know, the mythical golden goose that Tom had. America has a real golden goose, a true, couldn't call it anything else but a golden goose, and that's about 25 million small business owners. And if our local and state and federal governments could get it through their head that they have this golden goose and do everything, if they would put the energy and the resources behind getting out of the way primarily of this golden goose, we would have all the success we could handle. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, but I think that it's not going to happen.
And I'll tell you why. And tell us why.
Well, on the state and local level, in particular, unions are so influential in the election process and in the whole political process, for that matter.
Yeah.
And that's not going to go away.
And unions are not the golden goose. They're the people who want to kill the golden goose and get all the golden eggs now.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly happening here. In a second, I'll talk about what's going on here with pensions, with government worker pensions, but it's not going to go away because they're very well funded. They get funded by dues. It's a consistent stream of revenue, right?
Yep.
And then on the business owner side, okay, not necessarily that it's business owner versus union. It's not. It's kind of like every man for his or herself. But on the business owner side, we are so busy running our businesses,
making payroll,
making payroll and trying to grow our companies and taking care of our employees, and we don't have time and. I'm not saying this is a good excuse, but we don't have time to get involved. And, you know, granted, on the national level, there are some fantastic organizations like NFIB and the U.S. Chamber.
Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council.
And Karen's organization, absolutely. And there are some good organizations at the state and local level, too. But they are just a pimple compared to what the unions represent.
And primarily you're talking about, when he says pimple, folks, he's talking about the money. That's
right.
The pimple.
That's right.
Not the desire, not the passion, not the cause, because small business, you're right, small business funding for small business advocacy is not even lunch money compared to the funding for unions.
That's right. That's right. And that is not going to change. So it's frustrating, you know, as I look at this process, try to look at it from a 30,000-foot view, I just don't see how any of this is going to change. And so, you know, what do you expect the politicians to do? They're the ones getting funding for their campaigns from the unions. That is yeah. not going to change.
And, you know, Rob, let me make a statement here that I wish would land on some productive ears. If every small business owner, I mean, whether you got no employees or 1,000 employees, if every small business owner would find an organization that advocates for small business, would send that group $100 a year, this what the problem we're talking about, the inequity we're talking about could be adjusted.
Adjusted a little
$100 a year.
I think the first step is understanding the issues and understanding where the different politicians stand on certain things, so that you can at least have a discussion about it, and then you can even speak with your employees, because this is not employer versus employee.
Right.
Okay. And a great example of that is the pensions, I can only speak about New York and New Jersey and to some extent Connecticut. The pensions that government workers are getting these days. I mean, it's to the point where you hear two parents having a conversation these days about their 5-year-olds, and they're already planning the future, saying, well, I think I'm going to start telling my kid as he or she grows up that they should go work for the government, not because they want to serve, but because that's where the money's at.
Yeah.
You know, they're making larger salaries, okay, and then they have these pensions that are just unheard of these days.
Unbelievable.
So the ironic thing is, I actually think that the unions are going to eventually shoot themselves in the foot, because there's going to be a revolt, sort of what's happening in Europe.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And by the way, folks, if you want to read about that, there's a book by Steve. I've lost his last name for a second, but the book is called The New Left. And I just, for some reason, I'm having one of those moments, Rob. So, okay, go ahead. I got 30 seconds before we go to the break. Last thoughts on this one.
So, yeah, anyway, I think the best thing that business owners can do is just take a couple minutes a week just to educate yourself, know who your local politicians are, know where they stand, and then when it comes time to vote, you know, you can cast your vote accordingly. And, of course, you can talk to other people about this, including your employees, because they're getting hurt too.
Right, absolutely. Hold on to that thought. I tell you what, give us the website quickly, Rob.
NYReport.com.
NYReport.com. That's where you can find all about the New York Enterprise Report. It's a great small business property. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day,
a little bit of Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back with the small business anthem. Don't let your troubles get you down. When everything goes wrong, you got to keep going on and do it or die. Having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin. He's the publisher and the founder of the New York Enterprise Report. That's nyreport.com. And you can find the past content that he's publishing in his publications right there, and he's doing a great job. Rob, we're talking about your speech and the interaction that you had with the audience when you talked to them about the government. How did the audience respond to these things?
You know, that's a real interesting question, Jim. So in the audience was the borough president of Queens, as well as, I believe, at least one city council member.
Mm-hmm.
And to my immediate left was Rob Walsh, Commissioner of Small Business Services in New York.
I met him. Great guy.
He's a terrific guy. And I warned Rob before my speech. I said, Rob, you might not like a lot of what I have to say. Although in my speech, I was very complimentary about his organization,
yep.
Which, by the way, I just to set the record straight, I wrote the speech before I even knew Rob was going to be speaking, because I'm a fan of what they do. Mm-hmm. Like any government agency, they're not perfect, but they actually are moving the needle in a lot of.
They're trying.
They are making a difference. There's no doubt about it. They have a lot of really sharp people there. They got centers throughout the city. Anyway, so And interestingly, after the speech, you would have thought that maybe some of the politicians would say, "Hey, you know, at least pay me lip service and say,
right.
Well, you know, I'd love to set up a meeting and get your ideas and things like that."
Right.
Which, quite frankly, I'm not all that interested in.
Uh-huh.
It's just me. But I would kind of think that would happen.
Yeah.
Of course, that didn't happen. What did happen was a number of business owners, and most of the room were business owners. Most of them happened to be Hispanic origin. I got a lot of pats on the back and said, "You know, it's about time somebody has said this and somebody's bringing these issues to the table and out into the public."
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So the politicians didn't come up and say anything to you?
Nope. Zip.
Wow.
Zero. Zero.
Amazing.
And not only that, I didn't even get invited up for the photo op because they were. it was the beginning of a trade.
Well,
you're
persona non grata now, Rob. You've turned a skunk loose in the Tea Party. You can't do stuff like that and expect to get on the Christmas list and everything.
Yeah. Ironically, we had just done this special section on Queens.
Yeah.
Because we thought there were some really interesting things going on there. Anyway, you know.
Well, your points are so well taken because there's a major disconnect between the power in America and the power in the marketplace. The power in America today seems to be focused on what can we suck out of everything else, and never mind the real success generators in the marketplace. And it's because of what you said earlier, Rob. You said we're so busy making a living, making payroll, we don't have time to promote ourselves. We don't take the time. We have the time. We just don't take the time to promote ourselves. And we are not organized. And I said this years ago, Rob, the reason why small business owners small businesses are stepchildren, so to speak, in America is because we don't get organized. And if small businesses could get organized, we could own the world. We could rule the world.
But Jim, it's not going to happen, and because we're going to keep doing what we know how to do best, which is, you know, to build and grow companies and create jobs.
So good guys finish last. Is that the story?
No, you know what? Not all of us, but most of us are going to still finish pretty strong. It's just we're not able to do as much, not only for ourselves, but really for society as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, because of our like one arm being tied behind our back.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing politicians don't get. You can't keep talking about doing things that hurt small businesses and expect us to wake up the next morning and want to go hire new people.
I think the big thing to take away from this, Jim, is not only what's going on. It's not only, you know, that small businesses are upset. I think that the general population is getting upset.
Yeah,
And you're starting to see this with like the tea parties and all of that stuff. And you're going to start to see a big swing now in the other direction. And, you know, we'll see how it all sorts out. But this is not just about business owners, because the typical worker doesn't have these benefits and these pension plans either.
And by the way, Rob, my poll last week was on whether the tax breaks of the last decade should be extended or not. 81% of our respondents said they should be extended.
You got my vote.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Rob, give us a website quickly one more time.
NYReport.com, and it's not just for New Yorkers, by the
right,
way. Anybody
exactly.
in the country can benefit from the content.
Thank you, Rob. See you next time. Good job today. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.